This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're back on Get Serial here with Kelly and Sarah this morning, and currently we are joined by the lovely Leah and Bernadette here. They are here to promote their musical. Guys, do you want to just get straight into it? Tell us a bit about this. What the musical is and where can we go to see it?
Absolutely. Good morning. Well, Next to Normal is a Pulitzer Prize winning musical. It's not a show that's done very often, so we won't be able to bring this to our audiences. In terms of what it's about, a very middle class suburban American family, the Goodmans, you know, mum and dad and their two kids, and by all appearances they seem like a very typical happy family, but as the story unfolds we see that there's a trauma that's happened in the lives of the parents, Dan and Diana, and it's had profound influence on their lives and their children's lives. And Diana is diagnosed as having a bipolar disorder, which is, you know, manic depression. And so the issue of mental illness is important in the show. So our amazing Leah here plays Diana. It's one of the most challenging female roles in musical theatre, and she's doing an amazing job. We're very lucky to have her as our leading lady. So it's a really powerful piece of theatre.
And how did you both get involved in this?
Mm-hmm. I've been involved with Oxygen Productions, which is the company putting this on for a couple of years. I did a play with them a couple of years ago. And since that time, I've been on their committee. So I've worked with them behind the scenes on different shows. And Next to Normal has a very special place in my heart. It's one of my favourite shows. And so when the opportunity came up to direct, it was the perfect combination of timing and company and people who I knew and trusted, and so I put my hand up straight away because I felt I could do a really great job with this show. And, you know, with only a few weeks to go until we open, we're really excited and it's coming along amazingly, and I feel very fortunate to have the cast that I have.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, that's great to hear. And Leah, your character Diana, she suffers from bipolar disorder, so what did you do to kind of prepare for the role?
Well, I haven't gone out and done any method work or anything like that. Look, I've had a little bit of an involvement with quite a few people around me that have had issues with mental illness, as I think everybody has nowadays. I've done a fair bit of research into the issues facing people who suffer with mental illness in general, not just bipolar, depression, schizophrenia, all kinds of, you know, problems from drug use, all those sort of things. Bernadette's also provided us with a lot of research and web links and things to read about those sort of things. So it's really just been a matter of kind of taking it on and thinking, if this had happened to me, how would I feel? How would I respond? Also then put yourself into the shoes of a person who has an older child and those sort of things. And it's just a matter of finding your way through each scene. We haven't finished the show yet, so we're still about a month out and that's still evolving. But yeah, we're rehearsing and preparing as best we can and trying to be as sensitive as we can to the material, especially.
Is this show similar to other shows you have performed in, Leah?
Definitely not. I have done a couple of quite serious musicals before, but mostly they tend to be comedies, and you know, you add music into a show, it tends to be a bit more lighthearted, but this one's really quite serious subject matter. That doesn't mean that there's not some lovely light moments and things in it, which there are, and the cast is amazing at bringing those parts out as well. But this is definitely a different experience for me. It's probably the most music I've ever had to do in a show. There's, I think, 37 or 38 songs, which is a huge number of songs for a show. It's almost all sung, so.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good. It's more like a pop opera, I guess you might call it. So, yeah, it is. It's very different, this one.
Now, Next to Normal's being performed, like, on Broadway. Have you guys watched this performance or any other interpretations of the script?
I've seen a couple of performances in in Victoria. The most recent one was only a couple of months ago out in Lilydale, I think. So it's certainly something people can interpret in different ways. My vision has been very much about wanting to bring the reality of the situation faced by the family and the way that society perceives people in Diana's situation and the family. I've really wanted to do justice to the people in our world who do face these issues, and I think putting things on our stage that are real, you know, might be confronting, but at the same time it's something that I think we need to acknowledge, we need to have discussions about, and hopefully our show will be a catalyst to do that.
I've intentionally not watched the Broadway recording. There is one out there that you can see, but I don't want to have that influence my performance too much. I don't want to be copying them. I have seen the show before, though. I've seen it done twice. I saw it when the Melbourne Theatre Company did it in Melbourne, and also another theatre company out in Bayswater. They did it many years ago. But from the first moment, a friend of mine about 10 years ago introduced me to the show. It was always a bucket list show for me, so it's a really good one.
And how has this been to direct, Bernadette, with such serious issues as well? Have you directed other shows with similar issues throughout the plot, or?
No, this is actually my directorial debut. So
oh, wow.
It's something that I think I did have a very clear vision for it, though, from the beginning, because, as I said, it has a special place in my heart. The score is absolutely incredible. It's one of my favourite scores of all musicals. And like Leah said, I think all of us are touched by these kinds of issues in different ways, and I've had people in my life, and there's people in our production team that, you know, have been impacted by this as well. So it's something that, you know, I definitely wanted to do justice to. And, you know, at the same time, you know, mental illness is a very important part of the show, but there's lots of other elements of it as well. And the writer and lyricist, you know, when they first created this show, you know, it was called Feeling Electric initially, because there was very much a focus on the electroshock therapy and the way that mental illness was addressed. But then they went through the process of changing it to Next to Normal, because I think in the words of Brian Yorkey, the lyricist, he said it's not just about ideas, it's not just about mental illness, but it's about people, and it's about relationships, and it's about, you know, the connections and disconnections between people. And I think that's why people will feel so much when they come and see our show, because there'll be elements of their own lives and relationships and family dynamics that they'll see on the stage in front of them.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think there is another show out there with these sort of themes in there. I've never ever seen one. Yeah.
Yes, I don't think ECT is a natural
no, you don't often
idea
see that.
for a show.
Not for a musical anyway.
No,
yeah, definitely.
So it hits all these hard topics. So what is it that actually that you draw inspiration from? Is it just life experiences and all that?
Yeah, sometimes. I'd like to think that I haven't had a lot of experience with all of those hard topics. But, yeah, I think it's just that obviously the issues and themes in Next to Normal are quite heavy on occasion. And some of the things are really very big events that have happened to this family. But essentially that's what the show's about, is family. And everybody I know has some form of family that they can draw from. So, you know, if you've ever had a family conflict, if you've ever had you know, children disagreeing with their parents, or parents just not understanding their children, or parents not getting along and not understanding each other, it's actually very relatable to pretty much everyone, even though the specifics of what happens to this family are quite out there. The underlying feeling and dynamic that happens within this family, I think it happens in every family at some point. So,
and you said earlier there's 35 songs on the in the musical. How long have training and practicing?
When did we start?
We had our audition process at the end of March, so by April we were underway with our rehearsals. Mm-hmm. We're so blessed to have an amazing musical director named Amaris Lee.
She's
working with us. She is so patient and so precise, and she has such a positive attitude, and the way she works with all of the cast, she's got such an amazing rapport, and, you know, I think everyone wants to please her because she's such a positive person, and she cares so deeply about this as well. So we're really lucky to have her as our music expert on the show.
I've studied music my whole life, and this is one of the hardest musical scores I've ever come across. Just being able to learn the music's been really tricky, but because Amaris is such a perfectionist and so particular about everything, we have had rehearsals where we spent 25 minutes going over 3 bars of music. Wow. But it's right now. Yep. So, yeah, she's a hard worker, and we're all working very hard for her as well. Yeah, we've been rehearsing for a few months, and we've still got a way to go. There's a few musical problems in the show that we haven't ironed out just yet, but they will absolutely get there. We have complete faith that she'll get us across the line and more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So working on Next to Normal, like, do you have a favourite moment that kind of stands out?
I think we're giggling because yesterday we were cleaning a few scenes because the whole show's blocked, so we're at the cleaning stage now, which is fantastic. And there's a scene in particular where Diana, in one of her manic episodes, is having a consultation with a new doctor that she's meeting named Dr. Madden. And the gentleman playing Dr. Madden is fantastic. He's a very likeable, talented character named Luke. And in this particular moment, Diana imagines him turning into a rock star because of a thought that her husband had put into his mind. And let's just say this is a rock star who doesn't hold back when he first meets Diana. He gets a little, what shall we say,
handsy,
maybe, yes.
Which is always fun for Luke and I, because we've known each other for quite a few years now. And we've got a real kind of a goofy brother-sister type relationship, and then to have to sit there and have him wail big rough riffs and run his hands all over you, and it was quite hilarious. Difficult to get through without laughing, but I think it'll come across well.
Definitely. I mean, and those fabulous elements of humour, you know, do break the tension and the drama of other elements in the show, and you absolutely need that in order to highlight things. And, you know, at the end of the show, there's an incredible song called Light, which is the finale, and, you know, after the journey of the Goodmans, you know, to finally end on that concept that, you know, there will be light at the end of the tunnel, you know, there is hope when you're facing these situations, is actually really positive. And I hope that's what the audience feels when they leave our show.
That's my highlight of the show, is the finale song. It's funny, every time we do it in rehearsal, everybody can be mucking around a little bit or not quite remembering their lines and things like that, and then the musical director will say, okay, let's run Light, and everybody just sort of comes together because everybody loves it. It's got really tight, amazing dynamics and harmony, and it's beautiful. Just a standalone song to finish the show on. So that's probably my favourite part. Yeah.
Now, the show will be performed at the Doncaster Playhouse between the 2nd and 11th of August. Can I just ask, what audience are you kind of aiming for? Is there a certain age or anything, or is it kind of for everyone?
I think because of the family dynamic we were talking about before, you know, anyone who has those elements in their lives, you know, who can understand the conflicts and the dynamics between the family that sometimes isn't easy. It's certainly something I would recommend isn't for the younger audiences, as in...
Probably not primary school age children.
No, because there are, you know, confronting elements, particularly when Diana's going through some of her very depressing moments. And, you know, we are dealing with issues to do with medical topics and, you know, things, the way that treatments are used in situations like this. So probably a teenager audience and above I'd recommend for the show. But it's a show with a really important message, and it's a powerful message. And I do hope that people come and see it, and hopefully it inspires conversation.
Sure. Well, for our listeners who want to come and see it, where can we find out more?
Absolutely. Oxygen.com.au is the website. The theatre company is also associated with Xavier College and Genizano College in Kew.
And so the spelling is not regular Oxygen.
No.
O-X-A-G-E-N.
No. Sam Barson is the president of the company, and he's also our production manager on Next to Normal, so he can answer any questions people have. So we really hope that people will come and see us.
And also you can just Google search Next to Normal Doncaster Playhouse, and I'm sure it'll come up.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, awesome, and all the best for it. We hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here today on Get Serial, Bernadette and Leah. If you've missed any of today's chat, you can catch up on the podcast app of your choice.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.